There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun, as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc.
And it starts now. Everybody, welcome. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. We got an amazing show for you. It's too late, baby. Oh, it's too late. No. Okay. What does that mean? Theme of the show tonight, my fabulous, incredible co-host who is back out on the pavement. Mark Anthony is out in the world visiting your city, your town. And if he's not, you need to figure out why Mark is not going to your city. So, you know how you do that? Like, why isn't Mark coming to Seattle? What is up with that? So we got to figure that out, Rocky and Linda, and get Mark in Seattle. But Mark, you have been out there again and again and again now. And what you've been doing is, see, people didn't know if we were going to get through to COVID.
Right.
Right. They thought they're just going to die, or their business is going to die. Not you personally. So let me take that back. I'm going to walk that back slowly. So they're thinking, oh, TTN is never going to make it. TTR, Mark Anthony, he's never going to make it. But somehow we did. And now we are coming out. The theme here is it's not too late, but we're also going to talk about 2024. What is your take? What's the most important message you want to tell people today, Mr. Mark?
It's not too late. I think that is the perfect theme for this show, because this is our last show of the year. New Year's is in a couple days. Yeah. We're heading into a new year, but it's not too late means a whole lot of things. I hear so many people say, if I was 20 years younger, I'd do this. Oh, I'm 40 now. I'm 50 now. I'm 60 now. I can't do this. Nonsense. It's not too late. I mean, when you look at so many successful people throughout history, Lucille Ball, all right, everyone's probably seen I Love Lucy. I mean, it's been in reruns forever. She was considered a washed-up has-been. Oh, she was an actress past her prime. And then she and her husband, Desi Arnaz, do I Love Lucy. She was in her 40s, okay, which in Hollywood, especially back then, was a mortal sin. You know, no woman could be over 25 and be desirable. And instead, she creates I Love Lucy and a mega hit. Harrison Ford couldn't get a decent part until he was 40, and then he ends up being not only Han Solo, but Indiana Jones. Grandma Moses didn't start painting until she was like in her 70s. Walt Disney went through one flop after the next, and then kapow. You know, so the thing is, it's never too late for you to make an adjustment in your life, to switch a career, to do something new, to take a chance.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think it is too. And then for all of you that are calling in, 1-800-930-2819, I think we got Rose from last week that we couldn't do the whole Rose. So Rose is right there waiting to come on. Rose, we're going to kick you in really right away in a minute here. But the reason we're talking about this, it's not too late. Look. How does a person follow their intuition and their heart, even when things don't look like it can happen? I mean, Mark, you and I both did it. You know, when I turned 40, something happened. I was sharing this today. I looked in the mirror and I was unrecognizable. I didn't recognize the unauthentic part of myself that just spent my entire life on a career, you know, just things that were so heavy. But I had a mirror moment You know what a mirror moment is? When you look in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not too late. And we want y'all to have a mirror moment. And this mirror moment is to look into the mirror, not with your eyes, but with your heart. And you have to be able to tell, do I recognize myself? Where is my heart? I mean, I am the creator of Crust Busting and Unstuckable. It gives you a sense of where I was not too long ago. But this is to talk about for a lot of us. It's not too late. The other thing, we're going to tell you what 2024, we came up with our theme for 2024. And, you know, there were some people that when I talked about 2024 and what I wanted to bring in, they were like, really, Pat? You know, like, are you that materialistic? But let's talk about this because we're going to talk about it's not too late. The people that stepped up, Georgia O'Keefe, the author that created the incredible book, The Choice, I think she was like, I don't know, like 80 and she's 92 and she's keynote speaking. Hello. But here's the deal. This is what y'all got to have now. And we're creating an entire campaign about it. And we're going to get out there. We're going to ask you, 2024 is the year of more, M-O-R-E. Now, for those of you that are looking at me and saying, oh my gosh, Pat, like really more, this is where we have to, no, come on, people, more joy, more gratitude. I said to Linda, I was holding up my little cup today, more water. How do you like that pink cup right there? sorry.
No, I love it.
Let's talk about this because if it's not too late, you cannot have a narrow view of what you desire and want. Can you, Mark?
No. And so many people, they embrace failure, or rather they embrace inaction. Okay, 2024 is more. That means more action. Get off your butt, okay? Get motivated. I hear people all the time, I don't like my job. I don't like my relationship. I don't like my life. Well, what are you doing about it? Nothing, okay? So when you get out of something what you put into it. And if you put nothing into something, you're going to get nothing out of it. You got to put more energy into what you want to do. Don't embrace failure.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Do something. You know, when so many people say, I hate my job. Well, then do something about it.
Yeah.
All right. If you're stuck in a relationship, I remember Brett Butler. Remember the actor?
Yeah.
Actress.
Yeah.
She's a friend of mine. And she told me a story about how she, you know, got involved with this drunken guy and they got married and he beat her up, you know, and all this. And she said, we went to visit his mother and we were, and she said, you know, Mark, the evil drunken apple doesn't fall far from the evil drunken tree. And she said they were driving through Alabama and suddenly it was at night. This metallic object whooshed out of the sky, hovered above their car and took off. And she said, Mark, it was at that moment I realized that we had been added to the statistics of open-mouthed rednecks who have seen a UFO along a country road. And she said, now, I don't know what made me more angry, the fact that my husband did not understand what I meant by that or that the aliens didn't take me with them. And she said, Mark, you know you're in a bad relationship when you think the only way out of it is to be abducted by aliens in a flying saucer. And every time I think about that, it's hilarious, but it's also very sad because she realized at that moment, she thought there was nothing she could do about her circumstances. And that was her mirror moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to take a short break, but I'm going to tell you the show we do has an underpinning of more. Let me just say this and then we'll take a break and come back. What do I mean by that? When people call in, they get more. They want more. They want to speak with you. They want to connect. You know, they hop over to me and I'm thinking about what's the more, what can I add? We in our society, for whatever reason, have taken that energy and have convoluted it and have demonized it. And I'm telling you, if the masters that walk the earth, hello, if Jesus, the man and the master, or whatever you believe, walked the earth and didn't want what Mark say it, more. He wouldn't have walked. He would have stayed right where he was. All the other people. Why do you think John the Baptist, did he really have to do that? Mary Magdalene. How about Gandhi? Right. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Mother Teresa. Okay. Yeah. They didn't have to do any of that, but they did. It's more. And sometimes it's giving more of yourself, not just to yourself, but to others.
To others. And that's really the consciousness. We promise to give our audience more in 2024 as a network, and we will. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to mix this up with a little It's Not Too Late. Yeah, even for the Virgos out there, it's not too late. Just don't get stuck in the details. Let's take a short break, Sierra. We'll be right back.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy, and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the psychic explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, your practical paranormal power unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion impact the world? Author of Money Come Dance With Me, Gail West, is an internationally known speaker, creative catalyst, and business intuitive at Success with Soul. Work with Gail to create a new relationship with money as your friend. Link the soul of your business to the business of your soul with programs like Sacred Money Mastery, Akashic Records of the Soul, and more. To receive a healing money meditation, go to successwithsoul.com today.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc. I am the doc part of this and my esteemed colleague, Mark Anthony. Hey, before we get forward and we're going to hit your rose, we're bringing you on, we're going to just go right through today. Mark, what is the best way, as I mentioned, to keep up with you? Like, where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, I got a lot of things coming up in 2024, online events. I will be touring. I'll be speaking in Arizona, Texas, California, Florida. I'm Virginia. I'm leaving out a couple other states, and there's more to come. And you know what? If you want to find out and keep up to date on what I'm doing, please sign up for my newsletter by visiting my website at afterlife afterlifefrequency.com. That's www.afterlifefrequency.com. And on the break, Dr. Pat and I were talking, and we realized that we have now been doing this show for 3 years. And so I want to thank all of our listeners and all of the callers, and of course, the entire team at Transformation Network, and especially Dr. Pat, for making this show a reality. And we're going strong, and you're going to have more in 2024 from the Psychic and the Doc.
Yeah. So be prepared, everybody. I'm going to ask Mark this later on. We're going to end the show with this. All of y'all that come on after you're finished with Mark, you're going to be asked the question, what is your more? Got that? All right, Sierra, let's bring Rose on.
Up first, we have Rose. Rose, you are live.
Hello. Hi, Rose. Hey, Rose, welcome. I'm glad we got you back.
I'm glad to be back to not raining in Lake Stevens, so I decked down my outside decorations.
Yay! Oh, good job.
ho, they gotta go.
And it's not raining, so that's the best time to do it.
It really is. Anyway, how can we help you tonight?
Well, last year was, end of last year, beginning of this one, was pretty rocky. You may remember, I have a sister who was a particularly nasty person, and she passed away in a house fire, or because of a house fire. And then the sister that I thought I was really close to, we had a difference of opinion and just a falling out because she felt I wasn't honoring her grief. And I've tried several times since then to reach out to her and reconnect and get our relationship. I know it's never going to be the same, but at least try to get it back. And it just, nothing. Yeah. She's not even seeming to, my perspective is that she's not even attempting to reach out halfway.
Yeah.
And am I putting too much emphasis on a family relationship that really wasn't there to begin with, or not? I don't know.
I'm going to turn you over to Mark, and then I'm going to answer that question for you.
Yeah. Rose, I know that you have a sister in spirit, but I'm getting a different female energy who feels like a maternal, a mother figure coming through. And what I'm getting with her is I'm feeling this massive pressure in my head. I mean, it hurts so bad, it feels like my head's in a vise. So this indicates that there could have been tumors, could have been a stroke. It could have been high blood pressure, because different issues, different physical issues have a similar physical sensation. Something definitely going on in her head. And I'm also getting a gap in her thought processes prior to passing. So she was obviously having some issues with her brain functionality and her mental clarity prior to passing. Poor lady, I'm getting sick to my stomach, and the nausea could be a cancer indicator, but I tend to think that she was just having a lot of plumbing issues, okay, with her stomach and GI tract. Does this make any sense to you?
Not really, not in a maternal sense.
All right, who else would this match up with?
The only other person I can think of was my dear friend, Sheila. And she had a lot of physical issues prior to her death.
Okay.
But she passed away years ago.
That doesn't matter. There's no statute of limitations on spirit communication. Okay. Now, with your friend Sheila, do you know if she was having issues with brain functionality, possibly strokes? All right, Rose, you're focusing too hard. No. I don't want to chew up too much time, because you're doing what I call the no syndrome. You're shooting everything down. Instead, you should be thinking globally. because this person was a maternal type or a trusted type of female figure in your life. And she's coming through and she wants you to know that one of the reasons, and then I'm going to turn you over to Dr. Pat. In fact, the main reason that all these family relationships mm-hmm. are falling to the side is because you no longer need them and you need to chart your own course. Mm-hmm. And instead of trying to get back to a relationship that never happened, you need to move forward. Mm-hmm. All right, now I'm going to turn you over to Dr. Pat.
Yeah, Rose, and I think that I'm going to really go back to one of the answers I gave you before, but it's a little bit different for 2024. I need to ask you the question, what do you want more of in 2024? Do you want more peace or do you want more chaos? Do you want more love or do you want more resistance? And I think when you start to explore that, you have to ask the question, what is it that I'm trying to accomplish with building this relationship with my sibling who never really had a relationship with me? Am I stating that correctly for you, Rose?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
When I think back on it, I mean, leading up to all of this, my parents divorced when I was young. And at that point, I was the youngest. And my family exploded. You know, my brother went off to the service. This sister went to live in foster care. And it's like I'm still trying to recreate what I had as a kid.
Yep.
And get back that family that I felt like I lost.
Yep.
And
so, Rose, I'm going to tell you this. Because
not having Sharon anymore. But I've also reached out to my former brother-in-law, and that's my dead sister's former husband, and her daughter. So give up one and get another?
More? I mean, let me just add. So I had a mentor that said to me, you can't get grapefruit from a candy store. Can't get grapefruit from a hardware store. Now, we're almost at the point where you might be able to get grapefruit from a hardware store at some point. But my mentor used to say to me, Pat, you're trying to get grapefruit from a hardware store. And what she was saying to me is, I keep going back to a well that's dry. And unless I can figure out how to put water in that well, I'm going to put the bucket down. I'm going to get it down in the well. You know, my mama comes from the South. So we had like the bucket with the well. I'm going to put the bucket down in the well. It's going to come up. There isn't going to be anything in it. But I'm going to keep doing it until I'm exhausted. So the question is, do you want to be exhausted or do you want to be free?
Well, that's true. And if you have to force something, is it worth having?
Well, if you have to force it,
a relationship with her, is it worth having?
No, probably not. No, I'm sorry. I'm chiming in here.
Yeah,
it's never worth it.
forcing is a thing, right, Mark? I mean, it's like what Mark does. He doesn't force the spirit that you want to come through. He allows it. So there's a part that you're trying to create. You know, those of us that come from broken families like that, oh my gosh, how many decades do we spend trying to rebuild it? You know, I had to learn for myself. I mean, I had to learn to build something fresh and new. You know, we're calling this the 2024 Happy Renewal Year. This is the year for you to look and get a fresh perspective. So do you want to put your energy at things that are not bringing you more joy, more love, more peace? Or do you want to keep trying to put the boulder up the hill? I'm not saying you don't have to do some healing work on this. I'm going to leave you with this, Rose. Mark, right?
Yes.
When we are forcing, we are trying to change something we can't. Memorize the Serenity Prayer. Memorize it and say it over and over and over again. Because you can change some things and there's some things you can't. Changing other people, really a life's work. You got that, Rose? So what are you going to change about yourself to bring in more joy this year? You don't have to answer today, but I really want you to think about it. I said, everybody that comes here, Rose, what do you want more of for 2024? Think about that and write it down and hold on to it. Do you want more love? And remember, it's not about, I would love for my best friend that's two offices down to go into the bottle we brought in with water and drink more water. And it doesn't matter how many times I walk 20 feet down the hall and I hold up the big bottle of water. Jessica even got her for the Secret Santa, like a gallon of water. We bring the water in. It doesn't matter how many times I'm going to walk down the hall and say, Linda, do you want water? And Linda's going to say no. So I'm either going to lovingly encourage that, or I'm going to pray really hard, or I'm going to just let go of it and let the people be the people. You got that, Rose?
I think we lost her. Let's go to the next caller.
Up next, we have Teresa from New Jersey. Teresa from New Jersey, you are live.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. I called in before. I think your show is amazing.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah.
How can we help you tonight?
The last time I was in, I had some issues with my brother, and Mark had said something about a mattress, how he needed a new mattress, so which was funny. My sister came through. But I just wanted to let you know that I've done little steps, you know, little steps with my brother by posting. I know it's crazy, social media, but posting on Facebook, like, I love my brother, my brother's my best friend, that kind of thing. And it seemed to open up a little bit. But what I'm dealing with is, how do I get that more?
Okay. I'm going to hit you with Mark, and then I'm going to answer that question for you.
I'm curious, with the message about your brother needing a new mattress, that could also mean he needs a new residence, like a new place to stay. Has any of that happened?
No. Mm-mm. Well, he's actually has a granddaughter now, so I think he sees more now. He's in a new place in his life, I guess.
All right, so he has a new granddaughter, so she was born since then, and did they have to buy something for this child to sleep on?
Yeah.
In other words, yes, okay. So you have to see, it's real important when interpreting messages. Some people take them completely literally. Many times you have to look at the metaphorical and the symbolic meaning. And plus, because I explain this in my books, how messages have more than just the literal meaning. So let's see if we can get, is your father on planet Earth or is he in spirit?
He's on planet Earth.
Interesting, because there is a male energy coming through that is a father type of figure, and he is connected to you through your father's side of the family. This could be a grandfather, or this could be an uncle, but I'm getting this patriarchal type figure.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, Mark, yes.
Okay. So he's coming through, and your sister's in spirit, so she's over there with him. And they keep showing, this is so funny, they keep showing all these little tiny teddy bears. Okay. And, you know, teddy bears are cute and kids like them and all that. But I'm also hearing that Elvis teddy bear song. I forget what it is, but we're getting this whole Elvis thing. And normally when I get Elvis, Elvis's birthday, I think it was on, God, I should know this. It should be January 8th or 9th. I think maybe January 9th. What this means is that there could be, unless somebody loves or hates Elvis, or there's something about teddy bears or somebody with a name like Ed or Ted, this indicates a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you, Teresa, or someone close to you within the first 2 weeks of January, which is coming right up. And they can be referencing, okay, what's the significant event, birth, death, anniversary event within the first 2 weeks of January?
Well, my mother's birthday.
There you go. Is mom here on planet Earth?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Is there something with your brother?
My brother's son was just in the Navy SEALs. and it just happened, but it's not in January. It was December. He
no,
left
no.
the Navy SEALs.
Okay. There's something with your... There's something with your brother coming up around January 11th, and it simply may not have happened
no.
yet. And
it, oh don't, my don't God. Worry.
Go ahead.
I had my breast cancer surgery on January 11th last year.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So your spirits are, I mean, they're totally in your corner. And
yeah,
I'm getting all positive stuff. I'm getting
Yay.
That, yeah, and this whole Teddy Bear Elvis first 2 weeks in January, I'm getting from them that you're going to be breathing a sigh of relief. Like all mm-hmm. the weight and worries and funk and gunk of 23, it's you're opening up a new page. And Dr. Pat, if that isn't
wow.
an opening for you, I don't know what is.
Well, it's I'll tell you what it is.
Thank
so
you
any,
so much, Mark.
Yeah,
you're
Mark,
welcome.
You're right on. Here's the deal with the teddy bear and beautifully done. In the journey of breast cancer, you know, there is the teddy bear is the breast cancer awareness. What do I want to call it? Not
yes,
mascot.
I was going to say it, but I didn't.
It is? Okay. It is.
Oh,
good, because I don't know that. Okay. All right.
No,
awesome.
It is. They got the little teddy bear, and then like on one foot, it's like be strong, and on the other is like
yeah,
the name.
Be strong.
And, yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah. And journey.
Okay.
Journey. So
yeah. Are you having any questions? Do you question yourself about whether or not you have cancer still or not?
Well, no, the whole thing is with me, I'm cancer free.
Yes.
Yay.
And that's wonderful. Thank you. But I have developed blood clots. And
okay.
One is in
okay.
my lung and one is in my leg.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And so that's just one additional thing for you, right? So in 2024,
yeah.
you're more, right? So if you had to bring in a more,
yeah.
I don't want to say forget about your brother, but I'm just going to say, okay. So 2020, let's talk about you because 2024 is the year
okay.
of more for you. And I want you to hold
yes.
more wellness, more vibrancy, more healing.
Yeah.
Right? Am I on track for you to
mm-hmm.
do that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Now you can have other things. You can have more love.
Yeah, hypervigilance is there because of the clot, you know.
Okay. So
yeah.
because you're holding that energy, I'm going to say something strange and then I'm going to leave you with it.
Okay.
Clots, no more. You got that?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I want you to hold the consciousness of clots, blood clots, no more.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No more.
Wow. Thank you so much. and you know, do the other thing. You know, like the teddy bear thing you did for the cancer. There's no reason you can't embrace that teddy bear energy to heal your body.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Elvis song.
I got the pink one, the pink teddy bear.
Yeah,
and
the pink.
I tell Mark about that, but that's been my solace through the whole journey.
Exactly. So you know,
yeah.
build that relationship, and don't forget what Elvis says. I just don't want to be your teddy bear. All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
I promise not to sing in
2024. That was pretty good, Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat has not yet left the building.
You know, I went to therapy because when I was 9, 10-ish, I thought it was Elvis. I had the Elvis guitar. I used to slick back my hair. I'm telling you, I channeled Elvis. You could not get me to stop doing Elvis. Not
Love
Elvis
it.
Movies, Elvis everything. Sierra, who do we have next?
Up next, we have Christine from Connecticut. Christine, you are live.
Hi, Christine. How can we help you? Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year. I just want to say, first of all, Mark and Pat, I'm grateful to have recently found your show.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
I'm more right now. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Go ahead. Give me the more.
Give us more. We want more of your
more. I expect more out of myself in 2024. You know, going forward, I want to find more purpose in my life and find joy and some gratitude through the grief that I'm going through. recently losing my daughter in
2023.
Having the standard questions like, you know, did she suffer? Or is she happy or not in human form? And then, you know, I read a lot, you know, belonging to some groups on Facebook about signs. You know, people are like, you got to ask for the signs you ask for them. You'll get the ones you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear you just got to be open and just receive the ones that they want to give you. So I don't know, like, Mark, what your belief system is on the signs and just being an open and, you know, I get a sign and I get something and I think, okay, it's a sign, you know, like jumping it, but that's what it is.
Well, both my books, well, actually all three of my books, Never Letting Go, Evidence of Eternity, and The Afterlife Frequency, all address signs and how to recognize them.
Okay, I just thought and also the Afterlife Frequency.
Good. Yeah. The scientific basis for understanding signs, because they are very important. Now, you said you lost your daughter. So let's see. I'm going to open up to frequency. And the female energy that is coming through. And here I'm how I'm doing that a lot. I'm feeling a buildup of fluid in my lungs, in my chest. When I say me, that's how the spirit is transmitting these sensations to me. And I'm also getting a dizzy disorientation. Like, I feel like the room is spinning around and I'm having a very difficult time, or she was having a very difficult time maintaining mental focus and clarity. And I'm also getting a strange sensation in my low back, in my kidneys. So to recap, and obviously everybody's heart and lung stops when they pass, and I get that, but I'm feeling a particular atrophy, sensation, a fluid buildup, difficulty with the muscles in her lungs. I'm getting a discordant, distracted attention span, dizzy disorientation, and then also issues with the kidneys. Like her body, something was going on in her blood and it was putting a tremendous amount of strain on her kidneys. Does any of this make sense to you?
I'm not sure, because I could tell you what they told us.
Go ahead.
It was an accident, a motorcycle accident, and they said that she died instantly due to trauma to her extremities.
Okay. Well, remember I was saying dizziness, disorientation,
yep.
And then, you know, with the lungs and the pain that I'm getting in the kidneys could also be impact as well. Okay. She's talking about the day of the week, Wednesday. Now, obviously, Wednesday happens every week, and this may not be the day that she passed, but is there a particular Wednesday that stands out for you? For example, my father died on a Saturday, and that's a Saturday that I will never forget, but she's talking about Wednesday. She keeps repeating Wednesday.
Yes, her birthday was on the 20th, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
All right. All right, so she's here, and she keeps talking about Patty. And the funny way I'm getting Patty, I'm tasting peppermint. And you think of peppermint Patty, but peppermint is also one of my triggers for the month of December. And I know you said that her birthday was on a Wednesday. I don't know if that meant a Wednesday in December. But what this could indicate is a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, which could be connected to you in some way or someone else close to you, in addition possibly to your daughter, within the month of December, other than, you know, ho, 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 we like Christmas. Is there anything in December of significance? Or is there a Pat, Patrick, or Patty? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to think about the Patrick or the Patty.
That's fine.
In December, there's a lot of birthdays in December. Mine, hers.
Oh, well, there you go. Yours, hers. Okay, so we got a lot going on in December. Great. So we've established this is her. Let's see what she wants you to know. Okay. Hold the course, Mom. Hold the course.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I know that your daughter, you know, you said it was a motorcycle accident, but she shows you riding a horse. And the horse is symbolic of you feel like your life has gone out of control. She said, but hold the course and you can bring the course, which is symbolized by the horse, under control. So she's saying that right now this is a rough ride, but keep doing what you're doing, Mom, and stay the course. That's okay. What the message is. And Dr. Pat?
So when Mark talks to you about the course, I want to know what you relate to with the word course, C-O-U-R-S-E. What does that relate to in your life? Where are you jig-jagging? Jig-jagging's my word.
I guess I would say I'm focusing on myself and what's important in life.
Are you doing that now, or are you just wanting to do that more?
I'm doing it now.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you what may be a strange question, and you don't have to answer it on air. The motorcycle accident, I ride motorcycles. I've ridden them all my life. I come from a motorcycle family, and everybody calls me Patty. I don't know if she wants me to say this to you, but sometimes when we ride, there are things that happen that are out of our control. And then sometimes when we ride, there are just things that happen. Like I've put a bike down a couple times because I didn't see something in the road. A couple of other times I've seen stop myself from going through a stop sign intuitively, right? And I want to ask you a little bit about that. Do you know what her experience was at the time of her passing?
Well, I know she was a passenger on the motorcycle. So she was, you know, she was just, you know, an innocent rider.
Yep. Yep.
If she had not been on a motorcycle for, you know, very many times.
Yep.
But it was something she was adamant about doing.
Yep.
Because we had a conversation about it.
Yep. And may I ask one more question? Where is the biker who was driving the bike today? Where is that person?
He is alive and doing recuperating.
Okay.
You know, mentally he's going through a lot.
Okay.
But thank God he's okay.
Do you forgive him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So here's what I want to say.
I forgave him day one. You know, because I know that's what she would want, you know.
Absolutely.
She would want that.
So I'm going to give you this to stay with. I like that she's telling you to stay the course, because if you're ever a rider, a passenger on a motorcycle, one of the things that happens when you're a passenger on a motorcycle, you are the person that gets the tossing and turning, the slanting, you're the one in the back that gets,
right.
What did you call it, Mark? You called it something. I forget what you call it. Mixed up, confused. What did you say?
It was like a distracted
distraction.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you're the passenger, there is this thing that happens because you cannot see always, but there's this thing that happens that disorients you, especially before something like that happens. And it's really hard for me to even explain it because it's happened to me and I can't. It's almost like an out-of-body experience, which you cannot explain. But what I really believe is that is important comment to her to talk about that experience and then tell you to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving you a message.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Are you willing to have that be your more?
Hardest.
Well, can you make it your more for 2024? And I think that's it. You know, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. These are not easy calls. And I know both Mark and I asked you a couple of questions, especially, you know, with that experience. But I will tell you, the swerving and the swaying and her recommendation to you is a very strong indicator for you to not give up. Okay? Don't give up. Be bold.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
For her,
yeah. Please call in next year and just, you know, always check in with us. Okay. Even if you come on for a minute or two. Well, all right.
We're just going to go. And if you call,
thank you. Sierra, who's next?
Up next, we have Anna from Santa Rosa Beach. Anna, you are live.
I just got to mute. Sierra, can you mute Rocky for a minute for me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You just kind of mute Rocky right there, Sierra. Thank you. Who do we have again, Sierra? I'm sorry.
We have Anna from Santa Rosa Beach.
Oh, Santa Rosa. I love that. Anna, how are you?
Hello, I'm wonderful. How are you?
You live in such a beautiful place.
Yes, it's a real sanctuary, and I'm fortunate to live on the water.
Wow.
Bay, surrounded with nature, most beautiful sunrises and sunsets.
Yeah. How can we help you today?
I am calling to wish you a happy new year.
Aww.
And to thank you for all of your wisdom, all of your heartfelt knowledge you have shared with us, especially for me in over a year that I have met you. So thank you.
Wow.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
2023, last December, you said, is the year to be free.
Yep.
I've loved that. So I tried to set myself free from many limitations, mainly self-imposed. And I love your mantra for 2024. So now that I've heard it, I thought for me, that would be more connected to my true self or higher self, and more connected to my loved ones here across the miles and across the veil.
Oh my God, you're making me cry. Mark?
Yeah, that is really, really sweet. Thank you. Anna, thank you so much for calling in. I'm getting a female energy coming through, and she feels like she could be on your generational level, but I feel that she's on the one above it. So this could be a mother or mother-in-law or an aunt, but I'm getting a female energy coming through. And I know you live in Santa Rosa, but she keeps showing me lots and lots of roses. So maybe she's just having some fun with me and showing a Santa Rosa. But here's what's so interesting about this. These are not real roses. You ever been to a shell shop and they take these little shells and they paint them pink and then they glue them to these plastic stems, plastically? Do you know what I'm talking about, Anna?
Yes, and I do have a lot of roses in my garden. So I am a rose lady, and every morning I smell my roses, and I dedicate them to my loved ones and to Mary, and I wear Mary's necklace.
You know, you said it before I could say it. I was going to say, does Mary, the mother of Jesus, have significance to you? Because I was seeing an image of that. I can't take credit because I didn't say it first, but I am getting that. And so this female energy who's coming through, she said that your meditations have gotten deeper. Your meditations have gotten deeper. Your thoughts have become, there's more clarity to your thoughts, to your meditations, and to your spirituality. So this is a beautiful message. And I'm going to say, Anna, whatever you're doing spiritually, keep doing it.
Yeah. And I want to thank you. Anna was my mom's name, and she died quite suddenly, suicide. And I want to say that your energy, if I might, your energy is so love-filled. It's, you know, you're what I call love-centric. And that means you come from that place of love. I'm not saying that you don't have your moments. We all do. But if you listen back to the show and you hear yourself, you will be able to tap into what Mark and I just tapped in. And I got to thank you for this. Let me tell you why, Anna. Because after 20 years of doing this, here's what I've learned. Yeah, the show is called The Psychic and the Doc. Yeah, it's about Mark. There's Mark, there's me, there's you. But the callers that call in are healing thousands of others. That's what's happening. By your calling in and being who you are helping other people rise up. And I can't thank you enough, Mark.
I ditto. I echo that sentiment. And the thing is, Anna, you're a special person and you bring a lot of light to a lot of people. And but be careful about being too trusting. That's the other message. It's nice to help strangers, but don't be too trusting. Okay. Mm. So be who you are, but also be a little bit wary. And what's important about all our callers, and in particular Anna today, is that the messages for you or for everyone who calls in who's lost somebody, lost a child, lost a spouse, a sibling, the other people who are listening all over the world, the messages that you're receiving, if they touch your heartstrings, that's what's supposed to happen. So I want to thank everyone who calls in because you, without realizing it, are helping millions of people who are listening.
Yeah. And I want to say happy renew year to all of you. Stephanie, I know we didn't get to you. So what I'm inviting you to do is to call us next week. We'll make sure Sierra and Jessica and the others that are picking up all the phones, make sure you get in the queue early on. So please do that. For those of you that did not call in, Mark, we're going to be here next week. Again, please tell people how they can find out about you. And then I want to know what your more is, Mark.
Okay. To find out about scheduling a reading and to keep up on what's happening with me, please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. You can sign up for a reading. You can also sign up for my newsletter, all at afterlifefrequency.com. My more is to focus even more on my spiritual work, because there's a lot of things that have been changing and expanding, and it's something that spirits do with me. When I'm ready, they kick me up a level. And I'm feeling more of that now. So it is very humbling. And I look at the ability that I have, that I'm the custodian of it. So I want to engage in more spirit communication to help more people. That's my more.
I love it. And for all of you out there, look, we're going to be back. 2024 is a great year. We're looking forward to it. And, you know, Mark, thank you for bringing that up, because I thought about the answer to that question for myself. And I always look at it to find out where my gap was in 2023. I have to look at 2023 and just ask myself, what is my more? And I think if there were one thing, and look, there's not one thing. You're going to have more mores. But if I were to point in one thing, I would be aligned with you. My more is more trust in the universe, the benevolent, infinite, expansive, accelerated universe. And that for me is an inside job. And to do that, it's to do what you said. It's to build that spiritual muscle, because when you are stepping into the energy, Mark, that you talked about, there's nothing that can take you down. And from both of us to all of you, we have more gratitude that we get to do this show with you. There's nothing more powerful than that, is there, Mark?
No, there isn't. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Pat and I and everyone at Transformation Network want to thank all of you. And we'll be back next week. And the theme of the show is 2024, like never before. And everyone, you all have a very happy and safe new year. And if you think about drinking and driving, don't. Okay.
Please. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
An Uber, a taxi, a Lyft is the way to go. Be safe, be well. Many blessings to all of you and the Psychic and the Doc. We will be back next week.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on the Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.